Red Sox wrap up their series with the Texas Rangers tonight. And with more on that to kick off the 5 o'clock hour, we get on board the Tiller and Ride telephone line and connect with Eric Avedon, who covers the Red Sox for the Metro West Daily News. Eric, good afternoon.
How you doing, Rich?
I'm doing okay, but I lied. Not your fault, mine. I lied on Twitter and said you were at Fenway. But so if you could just maybe create some crowd noise in the background to make it sound real.
Right. No, I'm in the newsroom tonight. Last night I was at Fenway.
Well, so you got to watch another fine showing last night by those Red Sox clutch hitters. It's luck gets talked about, but it's more than bad luck when it's gone on for as long as it has.
Yeah, I mean, they might have been unlucky last night. Definitely some hard hit balls. You look at a couple by Hanley Ramirez with runners in scoring position. He smoked a line drive with two outs in, I believe, the seventh inning. It was right at the second baseman, who was shifted over a little bit towards the middle. And then the final out of the game was a smash, one hopper right at that, right basically in the same spot. Second baseman turned into an easy ground out. But that doesn't explain why on the season they're hitting .234 with runners on base, which is 28th in all of baseball, and .203 with runners in scoring position, which is 29th in all of baseball. Sure, some bad luck last night, but not bad luck for 40 games.
So struggling with men on base and also struggling mightily against left-handed pitchers, is one of those a bigger concern than the other?
Runners on base, I think, is the bigger concern. There aren't a ton of, you're going to face more right-handers than left-handers as the season goes on. But if you don't hit with runners on base, you're not going to score runs. I mean, it means that the only way you're going to score is if you hit home runs, which is what happened last night. Xander Bogaerts hit a solo home run. They lost 2-1. They were, 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position, and the one hit only moved the runner to third. I think they were 2-for-17 with runners on base. You can't score if you don't hit with men on base. That's what it comes down to.
Now, you've got some guys who are veteran hitters there who you expect to do better, even guys, as you mentioned, like Ramirez struggling with men on base of late. Pedroia hasn't had an RBI in a hound dog's age. So you expect that some of these guys will turn it around, but also maybe some help on the horizon. How long do you think it'll be before we see Rusney Castillo at Fenway?
Well, John Farrell hinted yesterday that it was going to be that it could be very soon. Castillo has been out the last few days, the birth of his first child, and he'd been really crushing the ball leading up to that. His average had jumped from the low 200s early this month, and he's hitting .304 now. His OPS is up to .804. But he's almost forcing the Red Sox hand, especially when you consider how poorly Red Sox right fielders have hit this year. Shane Victorino has shown a few signs of life lately, but he was just scratched from tonight's game. And then Nava's been terrible this year. Alan Craig was given a little opportunity, and he obviously couldn't do anything with it to the point where he got sent to the minor leagues. Jackie Bradley Jr. has been given a couple games in right field, and he hasn't gotten a hit since he came up to the big leagues. So you just look at what the options are for right field, and it's maybe Victorino every now and then when he's healthy, or it's getting to be that time where let's give Rusney Castillo his shot.
We're talking Red Sox with Eric Avedon here on Downtown. If you squinted just a little bit last night at the right time of the game, you would have sworn Manny was back out in left field. That was one of the more bizarre plays we've seen all season with Hanley Ramirez last night.
I mean, it's been a bizarre season with Hanley Ramirez in left field. He finally plays a carom well off the Green Monster, something he hasn't been able to do. And then he turns around and does a throwing motion, but the ball falls out of his hand, and then he doesn't even go after the ball. I think Mookie Betts was the one who had to retrieve it and throw it to the infield. A very Manny-esque thing to do, to make a decent play, and then once it went sour, to just sort of stand there and wait for someone else to do something.
not too long ago, we were all up in arms about the Red Sox pitching, particularly the starting rotation. But the last 10 games, it's been a phenomenal turnaround. Carl Willis has said this is on the pitchers making adjustments, but something has certainly begun to click for this rotation.
Absolutely. I mean, some credit belongs to Willis. I think some credit belongs to the kick in the butt that having your pitching coach fired gives to you. It's got to be somewhat of a wake-up call to each of the individuals in the pitching rotation. You know, they have to look in the mirror and realize that they played a role in getting someone fired. So you'd hope that that's part of it as well. The numbers the last 10 games that you mentioned, starters are averaging over 6 innings a game in that stretch, and they're giving up only 2.2 runs over those 10 games. And that includes Justin Masterson's start when he only made it 2 1/3 innings and gave up 6 runs in Oakland before going on the DL with shoulder tendonitis. The other four guys, Porcello, Miley, Kelly, and Buchholz, over the last 10 days have really shown signs of life. And now the question is, how long can they sustain it, or will they sustain it?
And what's the plan for that number 5 spot? Do they continue to ride Stephen Wright for a while?
I think so. I think as long as he's serviceable, you let him, and as long as the other guys are pitching well, you let him, give up his 3 or 4 runs over 5 innings or so, and you let the young guys season a little more down at Triple-A. Guys like Eduardo Rodriguez, Brian Johnson, who are doing really well in Pawtucket. No reason to rush them if you don't have to. But 2 weeks ago, it looked like you were going to have to, but things have settled down to the point where you can get by with Stephen Wright in the rotation, provided the other guys continue to do well.
And as we've been saying all season long, the icing on the cake here is that the American League East is wide open, and last night was a great case in point when everybody in the division lost. This thing's there for the taking, and you kind of feel like if the Red Sox could get the offense going, maybe they could put a little ground between themselves and some of the others, but I don't know if that's going to happen right away.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the division, I think they're 19-21 through 40 games, so they're right at the quarter point of the season, and yet they're only 2.5 games out of first place. So on the one hand, you're like, oh my gosh, this team that we thought, had the potential to win 85, maybe 88 games or something, is underperforming. But on the other hand, even though they're underperforming, they're still right there in the thick of things. So if the pitching continues to hold up and if the hitting gets a little bit better, then the division is there. No one else is going to run away with it, certainly.
That sure is the way it looks. Hey, Eric, boy, I've been battling back trouble here for the last couple of weeks, so I can certainly sympathize. Please send along our best wishes to your wife.
I appreciate that, Rich, and I will. I'll let her know. And I'm sorry to hear that you're suffering from some back trouble right now. Yeah,
mine is probably more just attributable to old age more than anything else. But
yeah, well, that's me. I have back trouble, and it's attributable to overuse and some age. Yeah.
My doctor said sitting down is not a good thing. As well, there goes the radio show.
That's it. All right. I sit at a desk. When I'm not at, well, even at Fenway, when I'm up in the press box, that's 3.5 hours sitting there. And then when I'm in the office, such as tonight, that's 8 hours sitting there. You got to make a living, right?
Right. So there we go. Though I hope they appreciate the sacrifice we're making for sport in our bodies.
Indeed. Yes.
Hey, Eric. Great talking with you as always. Enjoy the game tonight, and we'll catch up with you soon.
All right, Rich, thanks a lot.
That is Eric Gavin talking Red Sox with us from the Metro West Daily News.